Well, it's already been 4 hours, and they still haven't come back. That's odd. What were they supposed to be doing today? Wait, training. But training shouldn't take that long. You're back? Yeah, I decided to stay up. I was kind of worried about you. Especially when I noticed that you weren't back in an hour like you said you were going to be. How did everything go? Oh, I see. And if you don't mind me asking, who was the trainer conductor? John. You mean John was your trainer? And not to say anything bad about John, but what is John going to be training you for 4 hours for? Something's not adding up here. You're not hiding something from me when it comes to you and John, are you? No, I trust you. I do, but I mean, if there was something going on between you and John, you'd tell me, right? I know you would never use training as an excuse to sneak out. Now would you? I told you. I trust you. Maybe I don't trust John. Maybe I don't trust you and John together. Maybe I just don't trust you and John together without me being there. I promise, this has nothing to do with how much I trust you or if I trust you or not. You were gone for 4 hours, and I know you don't even like training like that. It's just an all-around weird situation. And then Connie's been acting weird. I feel like he's been avoiding me for some reason. And it can't be anything to do with Aaron. When did you and John start training together? Oh. Wait. So you're telling me that this has been going on for a while now? And why am I just now finding out about this? You couldn't tell me? Huh. This isn't looking so good now, is it? Nothing. Nothing. You know what? I should be way more supportive than this. How was training? It was good? Huh. I'm sure it was. I bet you learned a lot of new things, huh? Did he teach you any new, interesting positions? Well, you know, like interesting ways to take down an opponent, or how to have your opponent in submission. Oh, well, Reiner used to teach me. I learned a lot. I mean, if John couldn't teach you that, I always can. When it comes to combat, there are a few things that I'm good at. Well, strategy and submission. Sure, I haven't really had to use submission before. I mean, a couple of times, but it's always something good to know, something good to use, and, well, if you need training, I could help you with that. Besides, you know I have so much free time, and it's not like I'm being trained by anyone like Mikasa. And here you are, getting special one-on-one treatments from John. I don't think that's fair. I want you to train with me. I can teach you a few things. Yeah. Of course I can. I could teach you more than John ever could. Haven't you realized that? What? You weren't expecting me to be so bold now, were you? You told me you were going to be back here 3 hours ago. And it's been 4. That's a problem. 'Cause I don't know what you're doing with John, and... well, I know that John doesn't want to train for that long. He's a pretty busy man. Huh? No! No. I'm not trying to accuse you. I don't believe you did anything. I believe you. It was all training. Training and nothing else, of course. Can I have a hug? I love that you're working so hard, and you're doing anything that you can to improve and grow stronger. That's great. I'm proud of you. I only want you to grow stronger and continue on this path. But at the same time, I don't know if you're afraid to ask me for help, but I have knowledge. I have things that I can do to help you as well, and I feel like you're going to all of these other people, and particular, John. That's really my problem because, well, there's only so much that John can teach you, and there's only so many ways that John can help. And I can help you in every way, and always, and I don't know. Sometimes I get kind of jealous, knowing that you're going over to John, and you have me over here, just waiting for you for hours, and thinking about you nonstop. It isn't quite fair, you know? But I understand, nonetheless. You have things that you need to do, and I have things that I need to get done. Let's see who prioritizes who. No. No. I'm not trying to allude to anything. All I'm saying is, you haven't had a training session with me yet. So, you just don't have something to compare it to. Oh, I mean, if you're not tired, I could always give you a preview. Would you like that? A little preview of what to expect. Oh, sweetheart, I'm not doing anything tomorrow. The regiment wants me to stay behind, which means I'll have plenty of time to just give you all of the tips and strategies that you need to go out to battle more confident. Since I guess that's what you're going to John for, right? To feel more confident, right? I mean, we all want to feel more confident. Here. I think you should have a seat. Your standing up is really making me anxious. You don't have to be so nervous. It's okay. I'm not going to have you explain to me why you were having training with John for 4 hours, but instead, I think you're just going to have to make up for it. I mean, you're going to have a training with me now. And my training, well, I hope it's a lot better than yours and John. It'll probably be faster, too. I'm a very quick teacher. Here, you can sit down next to me. So, how about we start this training, huh? Or do you just want to sit down and talk about our days? We can do that as well. I mean, we can do whatever you want. But I'd love to know more about how this training with you and John went. Maybe you can tell me about all of the different tips he tried to give you and what he said. What did you guys do? I mean, what are the different strategies you learned? I want to know everything. Oh. Well, I know something about that. Yeah, I know exactly how to do it a different way that's way more efficient. May I? Okay. So, you have your opponent just like this. Make sure that their hands are next to their sides. And then, raise your hand up as if you're going to attack me. As soon as you see their hand raise, it's good to make sure that you put it right back down to the side like this, which allows you to reverse it. Next thing you know, your opponent has their hand behind their back and they're facing the other way. Now that leaves you in a good position to strike. What's wrong? You seem quite nervous. Here. I bet John hasn't had you in that position now, has he? Yeah. John's not bad. He has a lot that you can learn from him. But you can learn a lot more from me. You just haven't asked me for some reason. But it's okay. I have a feeling after tonight that's going to change. Here, why don't I teach you a new technique? Actually, a good old friend of mine taught me this one. So, you position your foe right in front of you like this. And then you place your hand right on their thigh and you move it up and down. Caress it, if you will. Now this is going to catch your opponent off guard because it might be hard for them not to shake with having the touch of someone that they love. And I mean, well, this might not work on everyone. It's only going to work on people who have feelings for you. You know, like the strong feelings that you say you have for me. You should try it on me. Here. That's good. You see? You're moving your hand along my thigh and all of my attacks have just gone right out of the way. I can't even remember what I was going to do next. That's how efficient it is. That's how often it works on people who have feelings for you. On to part two. So, you're caressing their thigh. This sometimes leaves other spots of your opponent wide open, like their lips, like other parts of their body. Tell me, when I'm moving my hand on your thigh, can you think straight? Are you there? Can you Can you function? Are you all right? I'm just trying to make sure. 'Cause sometimes whenever you pull this move, your opponent kind of loses their headspace, their train of thought. It all just goes away, and next thing you know, you're on the bed, making out, with all of your clothes off, getting railed. Isn't that such a beautiful sight? I think that it's time that I show you the rest of these techniques in their entirety, because I feel like they could be very useful. But keep in mind, they're only going to work on people who feel the same way about you. So, I'm trusting you to use these techniques wisely. Perhaps only try them on me. I can be your practice. Here. Let's run through what to do again. Hands on thigh. Looking passionately into your enemy's eye. And then, when the moment's right, you go in like this. Seems like it's working on you. Then again, I knew I wasn't going to be wrong. You spent all that time training with John, huh? You could have asked me for training. I'm a way better instructor. Take off your uniform, because there's still so much that I have to teach you about. What? Don't tell me you're going to start acting innocent now. After everything we've been through? What's different about this? Is it me taking charge? Does that intimidate you? When I'm giving the orders? When I'm asking you to take off your clothes? Here, let me help you. Easy, sugar. We don't want your breasts to just burst out like that. Or maybe I do. You look so good right now. All of the ideas that are running through my mind. Do you know which one I want to do first? Well, it starts with you laying down and letting me have a nice bite. I know you want my mouth on top of you. Now, don't you? Come on. I need you to have the same amount of energy you have for John. Or what? John wishes he could please your pussy like I do. In this whole situation, it's brought out a side of me that I haven't really shown before. I try not to. I don't want to scare you away. But at this point, It might be the only way I can show you how serious I am. How badly I want you. Something about having my lips on top of your skin. And hearing you moan my name. How badly do you want me to keep going? Huh? You might want to move the pillow out the way. Or you could hold on to it. Do what you have to. I want you comfortable. You like my neck kisses? This is my neck. And I don't want to share. Someone likes my kisses. What is that turning you on? I can just tell that you want me to keep going. You love my lips and you just don't want to admit it out loud. But if you want me to keep going, I need you to say it. Say that you only want my lips. That you need my lips, my kisses. That they make you feel something that no one else can. Is it true? Please tell me that it's true. Because I shouldn't be kissing you. If there's someone who can do it better. But that's why you're here. Because there's no one who kisses you better than me. No one. When I feel you down there, looks like someone's getting really excited. What's going through your mind right now? Are you thinking about all the things that I can do to you? I've never done this before. You've usually always been the one dominating me, tossing me around. It's so hot. And you know how much I love it. But I've got to say, I learned how to slap an ass pretty good. And I learned it from you. Oh, maybe you taught me everything that I know. I was never this freaky until I met you. Well, maybe I was just a little bit. But you gave me the freedom to express myself. Now it has to be my responsibility to drive you crazy. What should I do? Should I take off my pants? Unbuckle my belt? Oh, look at you whimpering. But I want to hear you beg. I want to hear you beg for me. Oh, beg for my dick. I want you to beg for it. Stop holding back. Why are you being so shy? I bet when John asked you to do things for training, you did them right away. Now, didn't you? But you're submissive around John. Maybe you've developed that type of relationship with him. So I know what I have to do. I have to show you that I'm just as stubborn and just as strong as John any day of the week. At first, I was just going to keep kissing your body. I guess I can. You like it when I play with your nipples like that? Oh, I said, do you like it when I play with your nipples like that? Good. Good. Those high-pitched moans you give out every now and then. It reminds me of how much you love my touch. My touch. You hear me? Mine. Mine. No one's taking you away from me. I'm not going to allow it. You love me, right? Yeah. You love it when I kiss your body? Who's your Armin? I'm your Armin, right? Right? I can't take it anymore. I have to go inside of you. Are you ready for me? You're going to keep your legs spread like that, right? Oh, that's good. Don't twitch and shake too much. It's going to mess up my rhythm. And I want to be able to keep up the pace. I wonder if you're going to be able to keep up. Probably not, huh? You haven't had me go into you like this before, so you don't know what to expect. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. You love it, huh? Oh, fuck. Oh, you love it when I'm going inside of you like this. Oh, with every thrust. I can feel your pussy getting tighter. I can feel it. Clutching my dick. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I love destroying you like this. Oh, it's bringing me such satisfaction. There's something about fucking someone you love. Oh, that just feels so good. Oh, I can't stop. Oh, I can't stop. Oh, I can't control myself. Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so close to coming. I'm so close to finishing. Oh, you want me to come inside of you, right? Yeah? Oh, that's the best part, isn't it? Oh, that's the final part. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, hold on to my back. Hold on to my back. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, you're going to take every last bit of it. You hear me? Oh, hold it in. I wasn't going to hold back, especially after you told me everything about your little training session. Take it from me. I think I enjoy it so much when I'm looking down at you and seeing how you love taking me, taking all of me inside of you. You should have seen your face. I had you biting your lip. Next time, I only want you to have training with me. You understand? Don't let John get into your head. Our love is what matters. And I can always help. There's things that John wishes he can teach you and help you with that I always can, because I'm always going to be here for you. And that's something you know, because I'd do anything for you.